Hmm, said Bob the Skull, peering at my left hand. It looks like... I was sitting in my lab, my hand spread open on the table while the skull examined my palm. I'd worn a mark there for years, an unblemished patch of skin amidst all the burn scars, in the perfect shape of the angelic sigil that was Lashiel's name. The mark was gone. In its place was just an irregular patch of unburned skin. It looks like there's no mark there anymore, Bob said. I sighed. Thank you, Bob, I said. It's good to have a professional opinion. Well, what did you expect? Bob said. The skull swiveled around on the table and tilted up to look at my face. Hmm. And you say the entity isn't responding to you anymore? No, and she's always jumped every time I said frog. Interesting, Bob said. What's that supposed to mean? Well, from what you told me, this psychic attack the entity blocked for you was quite severe. I shivered, remembering. Yeah. And the process she used to accelerate your brain and shield you was traumatic as well. Right. She said it could cause me brain damage. Uh-huh, Bob said. I think it did. Huh? See what I mean? Bob said cheerfully. You're thicker already. Harry, get hammer, I said. Smash stupid talkie skull. For a guy with no legs, Bob backpedals swiftly and gracefully. Easy there, Chief. Don't get excited. But the brain damage thing is for real. I frowned. Explain, please. Well, I told you that the entity in your head was like a recording of the real Lashiel, right? Yeah. That recording was written in your brain, in portions you weren't using. Right. I think that's where the damage is. I mean, I'm looking at you right now, and your head has been riddled with tiny holes, boss. I blinked and rubbed my fingers over my scalp. It doesn't feel like that. That's because your brain doesn't sense injuries. It manages sensing injuries for the rest of you. But trust me, there's damage. I think it wiped out the entity. Wiped out? You mean like killed it, Bob said. Technically, it was never alive, but it was constructed. It's been deconstructed and... I frowned. And what? And there's, a portion of you missing. I'm sure I would have felt that, I said. Not your body, Bob said scornfully. Your life force, your chi, your soul. Whoa, wait a minute. Part of my soul is gone? Bob sighed. People get all excited when you use that word. The part of you that is more than merely physical, yes. You can call it whatever you want. There's some missing, and it's nothing to panic over. Part of my soul is gone, and I'm not supposed to be worried about that? I demanded. Happens all the time, Bob said. You shared a bunch of yours with Susan, and she with you. It's what protected you from Laura Wraith. You and Murphy swapped some pretty recently, looks like. You must have gotten a hug or something. Honestly, Harry, you really ought to bang her and get it over with. I reached under the work table, drew out a claw hammer, and gave Bob a pointed look. Right. He said, back to business. Your soul. You give away pieces of yourself all the time. Everyone does. Some of it goes out with your magic, too. It grows back. Relax, boss. If it's no big deal, I said, then why is it so interesting? Oh, well, Bob said, it is energy, you know. And I wonder if maybe. Well, look, Harry, there was a tiny bit of Lashiel's energy in you, supporting the entity, giving you access to hellfire. That's gone now, but the entity had to have some kind of power source to turn against the essence of its own originator. So it was running off my soul? Like I'm some kind of battery? Hey, Bob said, don't get all righteous. You gave it to her, encouraging her to make her own choices, to rebel, to exercise free will. Bob shook his head. Free will is horrible, Harry. Believe me. I'm glad I don't have it. Ugh, no, thank you. But you gave her some. You gave her a name. The will came with it.